I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to the Talking Movies Pictures Movie Show. We've got a very special... What?
I've just started the episode.
Yeah, back from the last episode.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
We've got a special episode for you today. What's the special, Tim?
We've done it for two years, and we're going to do a retrospective look back.
Back? But the episode's only just started, Tim.
Retrospectively looking back at all of the previous episodes we've done. Not including this one.
Over 24 months.
Yeah, 2 years. So count down.
I treat our podcast like a baby, which is why I say it in months. Okay. Because to me, it's special like a baby. Maybe it's not special to you, Tim.
Okay, countdown beginning. Number 10.
Right, so, I mean, we've done a lot of things over these last 24 months, but nothing was more special than when we broadcasted from your garden. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was a lovely summer's day. Mm-hmm. I mean, the day was in the summer.
I'd technically been evicted, and we found a loophole that meant that we could broadcast from the premises without being inside the building. We got some gramophones, which we thought would be acting as speakers. That's not how they work, though.
No, it's not how it works.
But yeah, it wasn't that nice. And we did a lovely... What was it? The film that we reviewed? Garden State, wasn't
it?
That's right, yeah.
Do you remember when I made iced tea?
You made iced tea?
Yeah.
What did you make him?
Sorry?
Lovely coffee.
It was just so refreshing.
Iced tea was there, and Andy made him a coffee. And, I mean, I don't think he's in Garden State, is he?
He is the biggest fan of the film Garden State, which is why we couldn't get Zach Braff, unfortunately.
No.
He didn't want to come back after the last time that we had him on, which isn't very good. But now we're back in the studio, which is lovely.
I'm here!
Oh.
I'm here, we can start, guys, don't worry. I'm here. Hey, guys.
Okay,
I'm here.
Just hold on a second there, Mickey. At number nine.
Number nine.
We have
is
when we had that big tiger.
When he sat down in the chair that Mickey's in now.
Yeah,
guys.
Just hold on there a second, Mickey.
I'm here.
Mickey, we're trying to do a countdown.
Just hold
here.
On. So there was a big tiger. It was the tiger that played Shere Khan in Jungle Book, and we got him on, and hey, he didn't say much, but he sure did attack us.
Do you remember when I made him some iced tea?
Yeah.
I love some iced tea.
Yeah, you made him.
Hold on, Mickey.
You made him a lovely iced tea mixtape of all of iced tea's best tracks. And then we gave him a lovely
bath.
Is everything alright, Mickey? Look, you're pacing.
I'm here to talk about my new movie, guys. I'm your guest.
No, we don't have guests anymore, Mickey.
What?
We don't have guests anymore. I mean, we're not going to be talking about your movie now.
Yeah, so if you could just sit quietly in the corner, that'd be good. We don't really talk about people's movies anymore.
Not to the face.
Oh, absolutely not.
Just about them.
You want me to just sit in the corner and be quiet? Guys,
No. Sorry, you misunderstood. What we want is for you not to be here at all.
Not to be here at all, because we don't have guests. You're already infringing on our format.
I'm really confused. I don't understand how you can do a show without guests.
Yeah, well, that's clear.
Well, Mickey, we tried to do a show with guests.
And you need to understand that.
And it didn't work. And that's why we don't have guests anymore.
That is
Everyone hated it.
Look,
what?
It's definitely not because Andy moved to London.
It's not because of that.
That's not why, because he didn't. We're both always in the same room.
We're in the same room. How many fingers am I holding up?
Eight.
Exactly.
So
I saw that too. I just want to make that clear.
And how many was it?
Eight.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're all in the same room.
Clearly. Are you saying that my episodes I did before weren't well received?
No, they were great. We're just saying that without you, it's much better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're not saying that you're shit. You're just not as good as just the two of us.
It's all relative.
Ah, I'm not just offended for me. I'm offended for all of the. I am all of the guests
had. Let me put it a different way, Mickey. Before you started, before you burst in here and started speaking, the episode was running at, what do you think, a 9 or a 10?
Number 8 we got to. 8. In at number 8. What was number 8?
Number 8. So do you remember that time when Ice-T came
yeah,
on the podcast?
Yeah, Ice-T.
And I just went...
Again.
Lovely
guys,
to see you.
All you're doing is talking about Ice-T. I made a movie recently that's got like explosions in it and great plot and incredible exciting incident.
Can I ask a question, Mickey?
I save a cat at the start.
Mickey, can Tim ask a question?
Oh, that's very hack. You literally save a cat.
Literally
at the start.
Save a cat, yeah.
Is Ice-T in the movie?
No.
Don't give a fuck. Number 7.
Number 7.
Parachuting record.
With Ice-T?
No. What are you on about? He's on every episode.
Why do you keep bringing Ice-T up?
We were parachuting while recording, and then we landed on top of...
Ice-T.
Ice-T.
You mentioned Ice-T again. I said Ice-T, and you said no, and then he was there.
We didn't record with him. We landed on top of his house, Mickey. He was not on the episode. He was just a very good friend, and he let us use his helipad. Okay?
Okay.
Number 6. 6. Shaved off all my body hair.
Oh, I remember this one, and then a little bit got into the Ice-T. And it just like made my throat really scratchy for the whole thing, and I could barely speak. And you had to carry the episode for once.
Well, yeah. I mean, I did it mostly on my own, but smooth. And couldn't hear it. You couldn't hear a single drop of hair.
You could hear the coughing.
I think you left the room eventually.
You know, maybe Mickey should take my lead then.
Now,
and leave the room. Can I do something?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll feed you some hair.
Wait, what? Sorry, I wasn't listening to what just happened.
Number 6.
5, I think
number
we were
number 4. 4. And at number 1, it's number 5. 5. What was that one?
Number 5. This was one of my favourite episodes. It was one of the episodes where Mickey wasn't in it.
Ah, that one. We've encapsulated a lot of different episodes there. Where it's
that
just
was a lot of episodes I wasn't in.
Yeah, thank God.
I know you're not doing guests anymore, but you don't have to personally insult me. To my face.
No, I don't have to because you shouldn't be here.
Yeah. And he doesn't have to, so but he wants to.
Wouldn't be. Wouldn't so be will. To your face, would it? Because you wouldn't even be here.
Guys, I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry I'm here. But
what's his fucking movie then?
I've got a movie to promote and I just thought, who's going to want to learn about my new movie and talk about it? And
yeah, good question.
It?
Who?
It'd be Andy and Tim, my old buddies.
So, Mickey, I'm getting from that you haven't been listening to the last few episodes where we haven't had a guest and not familiar with the format now, which just strikes me as
Mickey,
is you're saying
not
it's not as good. I don't
Andy
understand.
To London, that's not why.
It's not why.
Why do you keep bringing it up then?
Because it's not that reason. Because
exactly.
That's what people might think, but that's not why.
But why? What, but then why?
Because it's better without guests.
How can you say
because
that?
Because me and Tim are the best parts of this podcast. That's why we host it.
If
we weren't the best bits, we wouldn't host it.
Well, I mean, yeah, half of us is one of the best bits of the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whoa. Did you hear that, Andy?
Doesn't matter. Yeah, so what's your film?
He's just half of it. Yeah, he thinks that you're not the best part of this podcast.
No, he was talking about himself not being the best part.
No.
Oh, I see.
Good.
Now look what you've done, Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
Well, I'm driving
done.
A wedge between
Mickey,
the two best parts of the podcast.
This wouldn't have happened if you
Mickey,
had guests all the last
Mickey,
few weeks.
Please
you
don't
if you had
try
guests, you wouldn't...
Please
Mickey,
don't make out that guests would make this show better.
Don't
please
don't try and form
Mickey.
A wedge between us, okay? Don't try and
the cracks wouldn't
apart.
Have started to show if you had guests to cover them up. See?
You're showing
like,
the crack
oh.
and you're ramming Mickey. A wedge into the crack.
Top 3 things about guests.
Top 3 things about guests now. In at number 3.
New and fresh perspectives on the world.
New and fresh perspectives on the world.
We're new. We're perspective.
Yeah, each episode's new. Number 2.
So
exciting news about movies.
News
their
from
new
the guests.
Movies. Yeah, they're, no. their mo- about
guests
their movies.
We haven't
insights
so called
into
news.
Their movies.
All right, so that's bullshit.
And finally,
1.
3 is the magic
3
number.
Is, no, you said 3. 3 is the magic number.
Yeah.
Oh, so there should be 3 people on the podcast because it's a magic number.
Yes.
What about the times we had 4 people on the
so,
podcast?
So
wait, you had 4 people on the podcast?
Yes.
Why?
Because there's there were like,
two of us.
There was two of them,
is,
and they thought they
mad.
Were so clever.
That's too much.
Because they were like, oh, there's 2 of us and there's 2 of those guys. Oh,
so I thought good. You only had 3 microphones.
I don't think that even mattered.
No, didn't matter. People just spoke louder.
Share,
so, Mickey, if you're saying 3 is the magic number, explain to me why this episode so far is so shit.
What? We're having a great
Before
time.
Before this, it wasn't.
You're saying that it's shit without you.
Yes.
How arrogant.
That is so
I'm
arrogant.
I'm an actor.
What's this film?
My film.
Well, if it's yours.
So, it's obviously Halloween coming up soon.
Oh.
I know what that means.
Mickey.
It's another Mickey Baker horror spectacular.
Oh, another horror
film.
Okay. Stop doing horror films, what? Mickey. It's not big, it's not clever. You're typecasting yourself.
Sorry?
Mickey, please.
You're being cast as a type
Do
of
an
person.
Action film. If you're going to come on here, bring us something
it's
new.
It's got action in it.
The whole thing is we're very progressive. We're doing something new here, Mickey, and all you're doing is coming back on the podcast to talk about
a horror
movie.
No, but this is new. It's new. It's new. Listen, it's a... Wait for it. It's a Marvel horror movie.
Wait, Mickey, can I ask a question? We're trying to be progressive on this podcast, as Andy said, right?
Yeah.
Are you black?
No.
Are you a woman?
No.
Are you gay?
No.
Are you not white?
No.
So what's the point in you? Not,
are you any kind
I'm getting confused by the amount of negatives.
Are you anything?
Are you anything?
Wow.
Like, is an employer getting any kind of diversity quota out of employing you?
Oh, I've got diversity.
Go on.
I'm very diverse.
Go on.
Got all kinds of diverseness.
Name one diverse.
Name one diversity-ness.
Well, I'm a white man with brown eyes. You don't get... There's not many of those.
Yeah, thank God. Disgusting.
You get white men with
fucking
with blue
disgusting.
Eyes and green eyes.
Yeah, old shitty eyes over there. Disgusting.
Turd eyes.
You said you like my eyes, Andy.
I prefer turd.
Well, he likes them for diversity's sake, but he doesn't like them.
Yeah. Genevieve likes my eyes.
Don't you talk about her. What's in at number four.
We got like, we were driving and we were late to the record. And in some senses, it was a bad episode.
Well, it's not as bad as this one. Because there weren't any guests on it.
Wow. Oh, I don't like the hostility coming from Andy, and I think it's because of the
Mickey, it's nothing personal.
Well,
we just don't like guests.
Well, because I'm with your ex-wife. Is that...
Whoa. This is news to me.
Let's not bring this up now.
And Tim's ex-wife.
Okay, so the situation was, you were married to Genevieve. Then you broke up for completely unrelated reasons. Nothing to do with me. Then I married her.
Yes.
And we were having a great time. And then she left
me. That's not what she said.
Yeah, that was nothing to do with me when she left you.
We both know, Mickey, that you had a considerable amount to do with it, but I've processed this, but now you're bringing it up in front of Tim. This is like a double blow for Tim. I'm strong. Tim's weak.
I had a double blow from Tim.
And this is why we don't have guests anymore. Because they lower the tone.
That was vulgar of me.
Mickey,
I apologise.
Please don't lower the tone.
What is a double blow?
Please.
Two blowjobs.
From two mouths? Or just like back to back?
Does Genevieve have two mouths in your...
You can't give a blowjob with your back face into them, Tim.
Let me just think. Two mouths? Well, no.
What do you think happened then?
To you?
Yeah.
When she double blowed? Or double blew? Probably sucked your cock to completion.
Then... Look what you've done, Mickey. Look at the behaviour that Tim's displaying now. It's thanks to you.
And then waited for the refractory period to elapse and then did it again.
Exactly that.
Oh, okay. That does sound pretty good.
That's disgusting. Guys, this is my ex-wife.
I think it's the same
about.
Thing.
Guys, this is my ex-wife we're talking about.
And
okay?
This is Mickey's current wife.
This
we're
is Mickey's
about.
Wife.
Yes,
we're
married.
This is
we got married actually,
all
me and Jennifer.
The way round.
Last week we got married.
Oh, what? The divorce has got to
check out the ring.
No.
Whoa. Wait, have you not divorced yet?
No.
What? She said you were divorced now.
Not yet.
Could she forge your signature?
No.
Oh, no.
She doesn't have any hands.
There's no way that's true. She has hands.
No. That's why she has to use her mouth.
That's a choice.
Wait. Guys, stop. She's still married to you and she's married to me. Not only did she double blow, she double married.
Well, I'm not certain, but I was always suspicious that she might even still be married to Tim.
Whoa.
How do you unmarry? Just to clarify.
You might
not know because you've not done it.
Sign some papers, I think.
Sign papers.
Get a bit of paper, sign it.
Divorce, please. Signature. Do I need her signature?
I think you both have to agree.
Well, we agreed that she hated me.
In at number three. The episode where Genevieve called in for one of our Q&A segments and said she wanted a divorce live on air.
Yeah, that was a shame.
I think that's why we never had guests again.
Because she divorced.
In case some of them try.
Wait, which time are you talking
get
about?
Get a guest in.
When she phoned in to divorce me or phoned in to divorce you?
Well, I mean,
in
both
at number
times.
Two. The other time Genevieve phoned in to divorce the other one of us, which everyone the opposite.
God, I hope she doesn't call
was.
In today to divorce me.
Oh. Oh.
Then where would this episode appear in the next, like year three? Look back.
If she called in, it would be...
Well, this episode wouldn't be in the top 10, Mickey, because it's got a guest in it, so it's shit.
And yeah, none of your episodes that you've mentioned count today have got guests in.
None of them have.
Whoa. I mean, apart from Ice-T, but I mean, he's basically... That's,
well, he's not guest, he's a family.
He's a family.
He's a family.
Yeah, he's one of the family.
That's blowing my mind.
Tiger that was on is an animal, so how can that be a guest?
Was there a famous tiger?
It was Shere Khan.
Oh!
He's played Shere Khan in the live-action Jungle Book movie. What? And you should see it on the podcast feed if you're such a big fan.
Oh, on the feed. I thought you...
Yes,
I
Mickey.
I thought you'd say I watched the podcast.
Don't try and correct me before I finish my sentence, please. Please, Mickey, don't.
Mickey, I think you should leave. All you've done is brought in disruption. You came and claimed you had a movie to promote.
I do have a movie to promote.
Go on, what's the movie?
As I said, it's a Marvel horror movie.
Marvel action horror.
Well, yeah. Mickey, this is another example of where you haven't done your fucking reason. You claim you're a fan, you claim it's better with guests, but you know what? You haven't been listening to it, because if you did, you know we have a Marvel boycott going on at the moment.
You know what's happened to James Gunn?
What?
James Gunn?
We're boycotting Marvel on the podcast.
You're boycotting
podcast?
Marvel?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, let me do this again. I'll do it as a spit take. Let me drink my tea.
Are you a...
Say this at the boycott thing again. I'll drink some tea and then we'll see what my reaction is. This is a great acting exercise.
There's a Marvel boycott.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that went all over me.
Why is he down there on the floor?
Because you're sitting in his seat, Mickey.
Sorry, Ice-T.
Jesus.
Why is he gagged?
Because he feels sick. That's why he gagged.
I mean, the cloth on his mouth that's stopping him from
talking. That's called a bandana, okay? It's a cool wrap thing.
Oh, is
you
that how
understand?
He wears it?
I didn't know, Mickey.
Yeah.
But you've never rapped.
What do you mean? I wouldn't understand it
in your fucking life,
guys. I bet you never will. Let's hope not.
What's the movie then?
So Marvel horror.
You can't. It's a Marvel boycott.
You can't do that.
How can I tell you about the movie then?
It's not Marvel.
Okay, it's
it's DC.
Why are you happy to work with them after what they did to James Gunn? Why is this not an issue for you?
Well, I mean, he said some pretty bad stuff.
He already said he wanted to fuck some kids. Okay. It was a joke. He's a provocateur.
How is that a joke?
Imagine that. Stupid.
It's just not what you do in everyday
society. It's not true or real.
I don't find it funny. Do you know what I find
funny?
Who
are you, Walt Disney?
Having sex with grown women, that's funny.
That is funny. I like that. It's funny to me.
Well...
Like, just talking about sex acts is just funny. But consensually.
Top three funniest sex acts.
Top three funniest sex acts. Double Blow is at number three.
Double Blow in at number three.
That's pretty good.
I thought it'd place higher.
Well, it's satisfying, but it's not hilarious. Do you know what I mean? Number two.
I laughed so hard last night.
In at number
you
two.
You laughed yourself hard.
Absolutely.
That's a bit narcissistic,
what's
isn't
number
it?
Two, Andy? 68.
It's very clever. Yeah.
Magic.
Clever. I actually do some comedy in my new film, so I can confirm that that was
Hang
funny.
On, it's a horror comedy?
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit 2004, isn't it?
Number one, funniest sex act.
Oh, yeah.
Just sad wank. That's the movie.
It's only funny when you do it, though.
It's pretty funny when you do
it's
it.
It's funny
well,
when
Andy.
Someone watches me do it.
It's not funny when it happens
to
me, Mickey.
Do you watch
it's
each other
funny.
Do it? Is that why you're not having guests anymore, so you can have sad wanks and watch each other?
Let's not follow that.
That's a weird...
What's the film?
It's a weird
What's the film, Mickey?
The
What's it
now?
Called, Mickey? You came on here to promote a film. All you've done is interrupt our list of 10 best moments on the podcast, brought up our ex-wives and all that detail,
maybe.
And now just like blewed up the podcast with all your sex talk.
Maybe.
You forced him to give a list of top three sex acts,
maybe,
Mickey. That's
maybe.
Not what the podcast is. This podcast is about movies, Mickey. You have a movie and you're not promoting it. What are you here for?
You know, I think I might agree with Mickey in that it's weird that the sad wank happens while you're watching. It might be better if I just did it on my own.
Why?
Well, it's sadder, isn't it?
That's the thing. We're making each other feel better. Less lonely.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay. What's the film?
So,
Please, Mickey, tell us about the film. Please, Mickey.
I'm trying to, but Mickey, you keep doing weird sexual segues into
Mickey,
each other.
Mickey, that's
you. Oh, it's weird to you, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I feel sorry for Genevieve. Men... Sex is weird to you.
No, not sex. Two men sitting in a studio together wanking for each other is weird.
Oh, gayness is weird, is it?
Thanks for calling it a studio.
Oh, we're not gay, but, you know, if it was.
No, being gay is not weird.
Good, well done. Oh,
so progressive,
sorry,
Mickey.
Sorry, I've run out of medals.
But I know for a fact that neither of you are gay, so it is weird that you would watch each other wank in the studio.
It is incongruous, I'll give you that. What's the film?
So it's not Marvel, but it is horror. And?
Comedy.
Okay,
and you're in it?
Lead. Mickey, oh. I thought if you were going to burst in here, knowing full well that we have a no-guest policy.
Wait, you're going to burst
you'd
in here,
at least...
Mickey, you can't
Mickey,
do that when we're here.
Burst.
We only do that in front of each other. Do
Mickey,
not burst.
I thought you would have planned your pitch before bursting in here.
He hasn't burst yet.
I got very distracted since I've come in here.
You're not going to burst and come in.
Well, and it seems like an anything could happen episode.
What's the film?
Wait, what? I'm
Tell us about
so
the
confused.
Movie.
We're doing the top 10 or we're doing top
well,
three.
Well, that's what we're trying to do,
or...
but you're here and you're insisting you talk about the movie and then you're not talking about the movie. We're trying to get your movie out of the way so we can get back to our top 10
Sorry,
list.
I've just got a text from Genevieve. She's just, which is weird.
Why
because,
is she texting you?
Well, I don't have her number, but she's signed
Why is your
off.
Phone
you think she
texted
me
recording?
First as the most recent?
I've got a special number, which if you text it, it comes through even when I've got it on airplane mode. And she said, can you please tell Mickey to stop talking about our sex life?
Ooh.
So, probably not great.
It's weird that we chose this one to be the first one to go out live.
It is It is weird.
That is an odd choice.
2-year anniversary celebration, live.
I get you got to do something special to
or
keep
is she,
it
Or is she outside Is she outside the studio? Can she just hear it?
Yeah, I left her in the car.
Oh,
so she's just tuned in on the radio.
I left the window open and cracked.
Burst into our podcast. Burst in.
Yeah.
Where's the dog?
Left our ex-wife outside.
What dog? Rosebud?
Yeah, it was like Rosebud.
From Wait. last canon.
From
last
year
episode.
Ago, yeah.
Yeah, she... she died.
What?
What?
Yeah. What did you do to her?
Dogs die of stuff. She ate raisins.
Ah.
Do you know?
Do you know who I think raisins?
Do I know
raisins?
Raisins
no,
are
I didn't
toxic
know that.
To dogs. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, do you know who... do you know who always carries raisins around?
Who?
Genevieve always carries raisins around. You know this.
Sun, I thought it was the sun.
She
what are you,
loved
what are you trying to insinuate,
I think
Andrew?
She killed your dog, Mickey, so she could have all your love and not just 10% of it.
Wow. Do you know who wears a t-shirt that says, I hate dogs?
Genevieve.
Well, and
oh,
me,
yeah, but... she does. I never know. I never really. I never
What's
mentioned
What's the movie
them?
About, Mickey?
Christ. No. You come in here.
Tell us about the
you
movie.
You don't even do while you're here.
It's a really
do
great
while you're here,
movie, actually. Some great co-stars on it.
Yeah, what is it about?
So it's
What's it called?
It's another big crossover movie.
Oh,
the...
Mickey, will you please branch out?
What?
Another crossover.
Another horror comedy. Oh, another Mickey
Hold on,
Baker.
Andy, hold on. Just give him a chance, okay? Let's just...
Yeah, give me a chance.
Take a back seat. We've got plenty of time. We've got... Assume,
have we?
Well, have we?
It's weird that you've
got
back
so much
seats
of our list
in your
still
studio.
To go.
We've got one entry left on the list, and I just want to give Mickey a chance. Since he's here, maybe we'll let him talk about his film... And then maybe he'll leave if he does that.
Yeah, all right, but I'm probably just going to have to delete the episode.
Well,
well that's fine.
It.
You know, we just
they'll
won't
see,
tell him.
That we'll have to put Mickey Baker in the title of the episode, and they'll go, oh, guess.
They'll do that.
Well, don't put my name in the title. It could be a little surprise for everyone.
Oh, thank you.
A bad surprise.
Oh, thanks, Mickey. Are we allowed to not put your name in the title?
Mickey, tell us about the movie.
So,
Mickey.
It's really great. This is a great plot.
No, that's not what... Just what happens in it.
Okay, so it starts off, you know, the Marvel movies start with all the flickering.
No, it's not
Marvel.
Boycott, Mickey, please.
Just say it's not that.
So it's flickering comics, but they're not Marvel comics.
Good. Right, what kind of comics are they?
DC.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, fine.
Well, they're similar to DC, but not the same. And then that
are they not the same because they're Marvel, Mickey?
Oh, sorry,
Andy said
Marvel that time. It wasn't.
I know, and I'm telling you.
It's about Marvel, though.
Andy, hold on.
Andy, you know that Tim's doing a Marvel boycott, so you can't say.
Yeah, I mean, really, you can't. Come on, Andy.
Please,
please,
Mickey,
Andy.
Don't you drive a wedge between us? Told you about this,
Andy. You need to respect my Marvel boycott, okay?
I'm respecting your Marvel boycott. It's Mickey that's not by making Marvel movies and coming on and talking about them.
Sorry. How many times did you say the word Marvel in that sentence?
7.
Does that sound like a boycott to you?
Yes.
Well, that's the problem then, isn't it?
Why?
That's what you think a boycott is.
I'm not talking about Marvel.
Mickey, what's the movie?
Mickey, tell us about the movie. Please. Stop driving wedges between
so
us.
So it's a classic hero's journey type movie with like superheroes.
Oh,
but
like
not
Marvel, right?
Not the M word ones. Other ones.
Men.
Huh?
Men.
Men, yeah, not men, not men superheroes, no thanks. Women superheroes only.
Ah, that's good.
So what you're saying is you're taking a role that should have gone to a woman. You're taking women's roles now.
Can a man not play a woman in a movie, Andy? That's not very progressive.
Ooh, that's a good point. Who are you? All the people that hate Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Well, in this situation, I guess we're Scarlett Johansson.
I hate her.
Scarlett Johansson's in the movie as well, which is doubly.
Oh, it is her? Yeah. Or you play her?
What yes, I play Black Widow in the movie.
Wait, hold on. That sounds like Marvel.
Dark Widow.
Dark Widow, good. That's better. That's nice.
It's a less offensive name, I think, as well.
Well, is it? I mean, is it a name. Black Widow's a spider. I don't think you can say that's offensive.
No,
suggests
that's
that somehow racist.
I feel like it's PC gone mad, I think.
DC gone mad?
DC gone mad. So
I think it's great that you're playing a woman, Mickey.
I think it's great too. I think it's very progressive.
Because, it's, you know, the characters are just a woman.
Yeah, and some people have said that it's bad of me to take that job from Scarlett.
Yeah, Andy said it.
Yeah, that was me. I said that.
But I think, you know, those people are transphobic.
Yep,
so.
I agree. You're transphobic, actually, if anyone is. Andy? Disgusting. Are you going to tell me that Mickey can't go around playing black characters now as well?
Because I do also play Nick Fury.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't
sorry,
him.
Mick Fury.
He's Irish.
No, not Mick Fury. Mick.
Mick Fury.
Mick Furious. Mick slightly peeved. That's
Mick peeved.
Mick peeved.
Okay, that's good.
Mick sounds peeved. Like a strong character. Tell us about his arc.
It's not Indiana Jones.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood.
It's Arc Reactor.
Oh, no, that's Iron Man.
Okay.
Sorry, Tin Man.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah, from The Wizard of Oz.
Ah, and he's like, so you're playing a woman, a black guy, and like a charismatic person as well.
Yeah.
Quite a stretch for me in all areas.
Well, you know, I really wanted to test my range in this movie, because in the last one, I was here talking about, I was obviously just Scottish, and that's not much of a stretch for me, because I'm English, and that's right next door, isn't it?
Yeah, and even, you know... Men and women, they're next door gender-wise.
I think you'll
find
yeah,
they're
not
right next to each other. They're on the opposite ends of the spectrum, and then you go all the way in the middle until you go back.
Right, what if you just cross over the middle bit?
What?
You just cross over just in the middle. You're really, really close to the middle on one side.
Really close to the middle on one side.
And then you just hop over just a little bit, and then you're on the other side.
Tim's the transphobic one now.
Can I just ask if you're playing Muhammad in this movie?
Obviously, yes. And again, very progressive and not offensive to anyone.
And he is a superhero.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you consider him a superhero?
Absolutely.
Ah, that's good.
Absolutely.
Now that's
I consider
that's
all religious figures to be superheroes.
Ah,
go
Jesus,
on.
Jesus, Buddha.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
In at number one. Top moment in the podcast.
Oh, there's a phone. Sorry, I'm getting a phone call coming through.
Oh, what?
Oh, it's Genevieve. She's phoned up. She's phoning.
What? Speak to her.
Okay. Hello. Hello, darling. I'm sorry.
Don't tell her I'm here. No, don't tell her I'm here.
Yes. Okay.
Tell her I'm here.
No, hang on.
No, don't tell her I'm here. Tell her I'm here.
Oh, God.
Mickey, don't tell her I'm here.
Hey, baby. Yeah.
She asked about me.
No. I haven't said anything about your tits. Tim kept talking about your tits.
Does she still love me?
Andy. Listen, just one.
Yeah, I know, but
this. She told Tara, me.
I've never had a double blow before.
She told me what she's going to say
okay.
to him.
Did you kill my?
What?
Did you?
What'd
wait,
she say?
No, did you kill my dog?
I mean, I think we know.
Did you kill my dog?
Be number one on the countdown.
Oh,
did you
yeah.
kill my fucking dog?
Have you orchestrated this?
No, I mean, I just know.
Well, yeah, but your T-shirt. Wait, your what?
Oh, it's happening. Well, no, it's happening.
You can't do that.
Is this it?
No, oh, I'm okay. Not if oh, I divorce
yes.
you first.
Oh, what? I don't think that's how it works.
Fine. Yes. No, I'll come and unlock the car. I'll come and unlock the car. Damn it, I can't even speak. I'll come and unlock
with my
car
phone. Please be careful with my phone, Lucky.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be allowed out of there.
You're gripping it very
right.
hard.
Fine, I'll see you later. Bye.
How do you hang up? How do you hang up? It's a yeah. phone. You press the red button.
I've got people to do that for me.
You still there? Yeah.
Don't talk to her now.
I'm free on Sunday, yeah.
I went to hang up. Wait, what?
Yeah. 9 o'clock? PM. Yeah, PM, obviously.
Well, Andy, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I don't mind vegan if that's
well,
what you're doing
I
these
think
days.
Tim's trying to arrange a date.
Okay.
I think Genevieve's coming.
No, I heard. I know. I could hear his Tim. End of the conversation. So
I cannot believe that. He's not even hung up yet.
He's not.
I went
he's
to hang up angrily.
Time. Love you too. Bye.
Oh my
Did
god.
Say I love you too.
No, I'd hung up by then. I was
oh
a joke.
Oh my god.
In at number one.
I can't believe
that moment
this.
We found out on the podcast that Tim was having an affair with his ex-wife.
No, no
my
affairs.
My ex-wife.
The
Nikki's
moment
current
my current
wife,
wife.
And we all found out.
The moment when she divorced him. That's it. There's no affair, thank you.
Wow. You know, I started to understand why you don't have guests on this podcast. If I hadn't come on here
oh,
this
last.
Yeah, if you
at
hadn't come on
last.
Here, this would have been fine.
Yeah, my life
we
would have been
fine. We
would have
found out
too.
About Tim and Genevieve's affair.
Nothing's going on.
Mickey, you have driven.
Wait, what do you mean?
You have
Are you
driven
saying they've been having an affair for longer
us.
Than...
No.
What?
No, we're not only fair. I just, she just moves quickly. She's moved on very quickly to someone Doesn't that she's comfortable quickly. With. Me, Tim.
And she didn't admit it, but I'm pretty sure she killed the dog.
Well, I mean, I think we've established
I think
that. That seems obvious
sure.
to me.
Well, it wasn't obvious to me, Tim.
Well, then that's just a testament to your idiocy.
Wow.
Andy, you don't mind that I'm going to start dating Genevieve again, do you? If we do, we'll see how the date goes.
Yeah, I mind.
Oh, you mind?
I do mind, yeah.
Well, maybe...
Do you mind because you're
Mickey,
not going to be able to see him wank
done.
In the studio
look
anymore?
Look what you've done, Mickey.
I don't
look
care. I don't even care now.
What you've done.
Well, I'm cross too, Andy, if I'm honest.
Well, you know what?
We had a perfect podcast together, just the two of us. It was great. And then you come in, ruin it, drove a wedge between
Genevieve
us.
Talk. Andy's pissed off. Look at him. Look,
livid.
He's so red.
He's red. He's really
so
red.
He's sweating.
He looks like the Incredible
Hot
Bulk.
With anger.
The Incredible Bulk from our film. It's a lady who gets really red.
You're playing someone who's black and someone who's red.
I don't play the Incredible.
Oh, Mickey.
That would be offensive. That would be crazy.
Who is it?
Who plays the Incredible mm-hmm. Bulk?
Yeah.
I don't. I
didn't see him. Just a tennis ball on set.
I only saw the tennis ball.
Yeah, just a tennis ball. Fair enough. That's what
that tennis ball gets so much work. It's just Andy Serkis and tennis balls
tennis
getting
balls.
All the work.
Andy Serkis and tennis balls.
Andy Serkis and tennis balls.
Maybe I'll replace you with a tennis ball.
What?
I
maybe
said,
I'll
maybe
replace
I'll,
you. Maybe no, I'll listen. Replace you with Andy Serkis.
Two Andys.
So there's
going to
be. So this podcast is
right,
going to be presented by a tennis ball and Andy Serkis.
That would be amazing. I would listen to
or
that.
Or just CGI in ourselves afterwards.
It's an audio medium, Tim.
All right, CGA.
We'll just have to do voiceovers.
Yeah, CGA.
CGA.
Computerly graphic.
Yeah, computerly graphic. Well, computerly graphics the audio in.
Wait, graphics means
because
visual
need...
as well, though, doesn't it? So,
oh, I don't know. Ask Andy. He's the one with the tech stuff.
Is it? Does that mean visual?
What?
Graphics?
What?
Graphic.
Yeah.
That's a visual thing.
So what?
So you need to change that word as well for something.
Do I need to replace you with a fucking tennis ball, Mickey?
I'd like to see you try, Tim.
No, you wouldn't. It'd be awful.
Yeah, it'll hurt.
I know, it's just being... doing bravado.
It would hurt.
It would hurt.
That's just becoming a tennis ball.
Yeah. You're already much bigger than a tennis ball, Mickey. You'll have to be crushed.
Ooh, harsh. Ooh. Harsh.
I've actually lost
harsh.
Quite a lot of weight recently for
yeah,
the role.
But,
I've
been, that's harsh.
But,
I've been...
I mean...
Oh, damn.
I've had to
do you
a
know
lot
else
of work
harsh?
Out. I'm doing,
fucking
a, I'm doing
slammed
a superhero
you.
Film.
Yeah.
Super super horror film.
You, Mickey.
Into
Shit.
Next week.
Wow, I didn't know you were so bitter, Andy, just because I took your
you're
wife.
So
Jesus.
Bitter.
Yeah.
You're like a fucking bitter little tennis ball.
No, you're calling me a tennis ball.
Well, like a coffee bean.
Ooh, bit smaller, isn't it?
Huh?
Bit smaller.
That is smaller. It. Yeah? How do you like it?
Like
it's
what?
Not nice, is it?
I've got a better idea of what to replace you with.
What?
Nothing.
Ooh. What?
Just nothing.
What?
Just me on the podcast.
Dead air. So you just ask a question and no one will reply.
Wrong.
Tim,
I don't completely understand.
Wrong, Andy.
Tim. It's just I don't understand.
Reviewing movies that I saw and making quips and jokes to myself.
You can't make quips and jokes to yourself.
No,
that's the act of an insane person.
Taking calls.
You'll just
Genevieve.
Be talking to yourself.
That's mad.
You can't. That's Tim. That's not a good. It's not a good
sorry,
road to go down.
Talking to yourself. Do you know what a podcast is, Andy?
Me talking to you.
This
that's
one.
A podcast.
And me.
Yeah. And
look no, what's not happened. You, Mickey. You're
yes,
not supposed
me
to be
as
here.
Well.
Look happened. What you've done.
All three of us have become divorced.
Jesus Christ. This is why we don't have guests on the podcast.
Same person. What the fucking...
Does this happen every time you have a guest, someone gets divorced?
Yes,
well,
probably.
I mean, statistically, as of
somewhere
this
in the world. Hang on. What are you talking about?
Willis.
You're going to replace me with nothing?
Yep.
What, and do the podcast on your own?
Ideally.
What, with no guests?
But then what would I be doing?
I don't
what would I be
doing?
Why can't I do the podcast on my own?
Would you have to do a different podcast?
I don't want to do a different podcast.
Maybe I should do the podcast on my own.
Shut up, Mickey.
What are you on about?
Mickey, please,
you're
shut
up. You're a fucking guest.
You're not a host.
I think it'd be good just to have a different guest each week on their own.
That's stupid.
No, because that's then insane. if you're having someone else on it, you've got two people on it, then why not just have me? It's me and Tim.
I mean, he's right, but also I don't even want him.
What?
I mean, your point is valid if I agree with you.
Mickey, what have you done?
If more people in the world thought that, then it'd be
so,
a better
so
place,
Tim,
wouldn't it?
Tim, is this what you're saying is this is the fourth divorce?
Oh, interesting. I didn't think we were married.
We're married to the podcast.
Wait, I'm not divorced yet.
Well, it's
pending. Been threatened.
Yeah, but
pending.
You're irrelevant.
Yeah, but also, she
whoa,
kind of...
Whoa, Andy!
She kind of divorced your dog from life, so that's another...
Jesus Christ, Tim!
Fifth, almost.
This is why you don't have guests. It's not that you don't want them. People just stop coming on because you're horrible to...
Oh,
Mickey,
you
you've been on more than anyone. Why do you keep coming on? You must have a very low self-esteem.
I just like it.
How do we do this?
Or leave.
Me leave or you leave?
What do you... Why would I say, oh, I leave? Oh, I leave.
Go on then.
When I want, no, I'm saying, why would I do that when I clearly want to be the only person on this podcast?
I want us both to be on the podcast. So, stalemate.
Can I be on it too?
Mickey.
That's incredibly stalemate.
Mickey,
that's so
please.
Stalemate. Mickey, please.
Mickey, please. Don't
I'm
be
just
so
saying.
Stalemate. What are you just saying? Don't say a sentence and then stop halfway through and not say the rest of it. You're just saying what?
No, I'm just saying.
Just saying what? You're saying nothing.
I'm just saying.
Saying what?
Exactly.
Tim, what's he talking about?
You know how we normally resolve these?
How?
Well, this is a bonus episode, right?
Yeah.
It's an anniversary.
Competitive wank-off?
Craig. Karaoke machine. The karaoke machine!
Why is he bringing in a coffee machine?
Oh, you fucking... No, that's... Karaoke... That's it, yeah. Just bring that over here.
All right, well, okay. What are we going to sing?
Well,
I know what we're going to sing.
From the first time I met you, I felt so unarmed. The way you talk movies, you hit me with your charm. Although questions arose in my mind, did I know movies enough? Was it wrong? Was it right? Disliking Pixar's up from the studio that first night. Took an hour to position the microphone right. Guess talking all fast got me kind of upset. Missed a setup for a joke, got me filled with regret. That night I thought you wished that we never met. So I slipped out of my bed to the movies I crept. When I saw your front row for Secret Life of Pets, I knew I loved you more than life itself. And to my knees, I beg the Lord, please, let me be a good co-host. All he needs, jokes, movies, pictures too. I'll forever podcast with you. Just the two of us. No more guests, all they do is lie. Just the two of us.
Me and you, no, me and who, ha ha.
Just the two of us. Making podcasts on the fly. Just the two of us.
Tim is I. Two 2 years old, bringing comedy. Every time I look at this pod, I think, man, a little me just like me. All this time as co-host makes me laugh, because Andy shouldn't be here at all. Sometimes I wonder what it could be. iTunes top 10, maybe on TV, haha, could be Marvel news all the time, but I'll switch to DC if Gunn's not back in time. True that, Disney, why'd you do that? I'm trying not to get mad, but you be making me laugh. Crazy cute when I see the eyes of a baby Groot, but I will review Suicide Squad 2. Everything he writes, show you that his tweets were right. Irony or bigotry, either way, and I don't mind if it's wrong as long as James did it. And you can cry, ain't no shame in it. It didn't work out with movies all along, but yo, push come to shove, you had a good run. Though, if you decide to bring James Gunn back, his podcast is here and we're back on
don't
track.
Don't need two of us. There, you don't need to cry. Don't need two of us.
Where's me and you? It's me and you.
It don't need two of us to make a podcast. I know I don't need two of us.
It's a full-time job to be a good host. You can't do it alone, you need two guests at most. New guests just to keep with the changing times. You two still live in the days of CD-ROMs. See me, I, trying to help you both. I choose top 10, if you listen you'll know. But yo, nothing promised, one day I'll be gone. My life is making movies and it must go on.
Hey, Mickey, is this really the part when you're saying that we're no good if we're apart?
No, no, I'm saying no pain when opposite a guest. Gonna be bad if you're replacing the rest, son. Just the two of you will make you mad. Disrespect each other, treat you bad. Listeners have to deal with the things you do, cause hate in your heart will consume you too.
Always tell the truth, stay away from bears.
What the fuck you talking about, Tim?
Easy on the swears.
What Tim is trying to say is the dreams do come true. We got millions of listeners and we're here for you.
Talking Movies
Pictures Movie Show
is now two, you know. Talking Movies
Pictures Movie Show
is now two, you know.
That didn't resolve anything.
I don't feel any different.
I feel great.
Well, yeah, of course you do. You just did a fucking great song with us. You're the only person to have done a song with us, mate.
Yeah. I mean, and that the way you inserted yourself in that was aggressive.
Oh, no wonder Genevieve's left you. Inserting yourself aggressively so
oh,
much.
Oh, that reminds me. The meter's running out on the car. I'm going to have to go, guys.
Finally.
This was great. I had a wonderful time. I can't wait to come back.
Bye, then.
Meter.
Bye.
How does that? Is a parking meter outside the studio?
What's a peculiar
are
man?
Are we in New York City?
A peculiar man.
A disgusting man.
Ugh. So how are we going to solve this?
Competitive wank off.
Happy anniversary, Tim.
Happy anniversary, Andy.
Talking Movies
Pictures
Movie Show is now two, you know.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.